9. Use it or lose it. 9B. Listen. Julia is talking to her Uncle Gordon.
I hear that you are learning Greek, Julia. When did you start?
Yes, I started a Greek class last autumn. I have always wanted to go to Greece on holiday. And I have a Greek sister-in-law, so I'd like to be able to talk to her.
Doesn't she speak English?
Just a little. They only came to live here 4 months ago, but her daughter already seems to manage very well.
It's so easy to learn a language when you are a child. Greek is not a very easy language, is it?
It's hard to say. They write it differently because their alphabet isn't the same as ours, so it takes time to learn to read it. But it's not as bad as Russian, which has many more letters and is a complete mystery until you have worked hard to learn to understand their writing.
I learned some Russian a long time ago, but sadly I can't remember much of it because I have never needed it anywhere.
I know. It's so easy to forget something that you don't use. But you speak French, don't you? How did you learn French?
Well, I have found that for me, language courses are useless, a total waste of time and money. What they teach is not necessarily what I'd need to know.
What did you do then?
It was very simple. I just went to live in a little village in southern France where nobody could speak any English.
So you had to speak French all the time?
Yes, I did. There was no other way if I wanted something. The local shopkeeper and my neighbours were my teachers.
You weren't afraid of making mistakes?
No, I made mistakes all the time, of course. How else can you learn?
I wish I could go to Greece right away.